And what's really been fascinating is that for those reasons, they needed to go after him. They needed to persecute him. They needed to lock him up. They needed to sideline WikiLeaks and make sure it couldn't publish anymore. And our media, which generally our corporate media, the, you know, fawning, servile flatterers to the power elite, suddenly in the past couple of weeks have done a 180. And many of them, New York Times and MSNBC and many others, have suddenly said, wait, this persecution of Julian Assange is dangerous to journalism. It's dangerous to freedom of press. And watching them all spin on their heels and suddenly realize that the indictments that have come down against Assange could easily be used against any journalist out there, they've started to realize it. And it's truly amazing. While all of us have, you know, on alternative media and independent media have had our hair on fire about how dangerous this is as a precedent for journalism, the mainstream corporate media has sat there and said, no, Assange is a bad guy, WikiLeaks is doing bad things, until 2 weeks ago when they suddenly realized.